Chapter 4.
I honestly donna know why your father and Colin donna throttle ye.
Mary sat down on a chair in Sibella's bedchamber.
Whether ye like it or nay, the MacDonald is to be your husband. Ye need to act as a lady, Sibella. Ye barely spoke to your betrothed this eve, and your posture was just dreadful at the table. Didna ye see me? I tried to tell ye. If ye keep up with that type of behaviour, the MacDonald may have you eating in the stable with the other animals.
Sibella recognized that Mary meant well in her own way, but her cousin by marriage didn't know the true purpose behind this marriage. If she did, Sibella knew Mary wouldn't understand. The woman loved and doted upon Angus, and she was foolish enough to think that women should be allowed to marry for love as well as convenience. But for Sibella, it was too late. As Sibella, Colin, and her father had discussed, they would tell no one, including Mary and Angus. Although Sibella's loyalties lay with her father, she couldn't help but feel somewhat deprived. She would never know the feeling of what Angus and Mary shared. She would never know love, because her marriage was nothing more than a ruse. While Mary continued to ramble, Sibella fell back on the bed and studied the stone walls of her prison. Well, her permanent residence for the rest of her days. The bed in which she lay had tall, carved corner posts, and its heavy wooden frame took up the majority of one wall. A beautiful golden coverlet displayed fine needlework, something she would surely never master, and was draped over the feather mattress, which was surprisingly comfortable. On the far side of the room, a painted portrait of someone she had assumed to be Alexander's mother hung above a fairly large stone fireplace, and her cousin by marriage currently occupied the small